Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Yabonang zomo chagako. This is Where's That That Guy. I'm chilling here with Kelman.
I thought it was Questa.
Oh, tragic.
You could stand in for Questa if he gets sick,
right?
Of playing.
Yeah, I'll just totally go there. Could. You know, and he'll just lip sync it, and then I'll be behind backstage. And when he raises his hand, I'll like, put your hands up, and then go back and do it. Like, yeah.
Wanna, so, you know, when is the rap career happening, Wizza?
Right? Yeah, no, man. I'm slowly but surely working on some stuff. I'm going to be surprising you guys soon. Obviously, Cliff Central will be the first to know when I'm dropping something major.
Nice.
Yeah. Maybe we'll make it an exclusive. We'll come to Kelman first.
I dig it, bro.
Yeah.
I dig it. That'd be dope. Okay, so where's it? You are here in an official capacity to inspire and motivate us because it's a Take Charge Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
When I saw this as one of the points that you wanted to raise on a Take Charge Tuesday, I was like, this is so important because I very often feel like we're living in a world where we are talking a hell of a lot, but we're not listening.
Yeah.
And talking and listening are part of one thing, which is communication. And I know that you want to speak about the art of effective communication.
Yeah.
Which would involve listening, which none of us want to do.
You know what I mean? That's very, very true. I mean, these days, there's so much going on. There's social media. We've always bombarded with information. In fact, people want to multitask so much that they're never really present, even in a normal conversation right now. And their minds are somewhere else. And they don't always really hear everything that you're saying. And it ends up actually being quite a problem when you say, but I thought I told you this. And then... but I didn't know. And then it's like, guys, so why are we... And then time gets wasted. And sometimes resources get wasted. Yeah. And it's just a very, very inconvenient situation.
It's a huge problem. And I mean, it even, you know, when we speak about talking and listening, we also speak about it in the context of social media, which, you know, talking... When you tweet, you're actually saying something.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, you know, people will see a tweet and they'll respond to it without really looking at the tweet or dissecting it or thinking what they should or shouldn't reply to that tweet. And then we have these tours. Thick Leonce is in the midst of a massive... today.
Yeah.
She was firing hard. I don't know if everyone read her full thing and then people responded. Anyway.
Same thing happened with Kanye West. You remember Kanye West when Wiz Khalifa, he tweeted something about hit the KK and get high.
Oh, yeah. And then there was the bum. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes it's really just jumping to conclusions whereas you haven't really had proper time to thoroughly dissect exactly what people are talking about. And that goes back to there's a quote that says we should be quick to listen and slow to a reply. And that's very important.
I dig that. It's hard, though. So when we're talking about effective communication here and the art of effective communication, what does it mean? How do I get better at it?
Cool. First of all, let's try and understand a certain concept about how life has evolved since back in the day. You know, people had a little more time to listen. There was less busyness with previous generations. We are now at a generation that's very, very quick and very, you know, communication and everything just has to go really, really fast. In fact, in America, they've devised this thing. It's actually a popular word among some people called the New York Minute. Meaning that you have to say whatever you're saying in a New York minute. The New York minute is a little faster than a normal minute. It's not necessarily 60 seconds. It can be about 45 seconds. Meaning that it really is just derived from how fast-paced life in New York is. So if you think about it like that and say, okay, when I communicate to a person, I need to get that message across in a New York minute. I need to be really, impactful as to how I unpack even a message itself. So that, you know, I often feel that people ask questions. I mean, people say things because, and they want you to have to ask a question so that you get the message really clearly. They don't always give you the full picture in the first statement, and that normally actually can be quite ambiguous, because if I don't tell you everything quite at one go and you don't feel the need to ask so that you have more clarity, you often get out of here thinking that you know everything about, let's say, this agreement, and then problems occur later on, and then it's like, but you didn't ask me. Then you said, but why didn't you just tell me? And this is normally what happens. So I think when you are communicating, especially when you are now saying whatever you want to say, there are things that you need to remember. I call them the triple P's. I really just came up with this not too long ago. So, first of all, you need to identify the practical need of, and then, so what I mean by practical need is, you would say, currently, as the station, we have been seeing that there's a parking problem. People have been parking in people like in funny places. There's literally no parking. So because there's that, so first of all, before I just said anything else, I first identified a problem, right? So you need to show the problem and show the need. That's your first few seconds within this conversation. Then the next P is practical value. Then you now have to highlight the value within this whole thing, right? So first it's the problem or the need, then it's the value, practical value, you know. I'm going to try and continue that parking problem. So because of this, we thought it would be very convenient if guests had their own parking somewhere and then staff had another parking. It will be demarcated so that everyone knows where to park. Mm. And we're also thinking of including more including more parking bays, hopefully in other places. Then the last part now, which is now the final P, would be the price, right? Let's say it's a price now or a certain value, depending on, you know, what do you want me to do? Let's say if I was selling, I would need to highlight these two things first and then tell you what I want you to do for me. Because if I just tell you, listen, Ari, move your car, and then you say, why? Then I say, because they're building. Why? Because I'm trying to get you more parking.
Mm.
Now, you had to first be angry because I told you to move your car before you understood why. And you had to ask all these questions before you understood. But what if you didn't ask these questions? You'd be angry and say, he just told me to move my car. Geez, these guys are so arrogant, or, you know, they're so rude. And normally that's what happens in any conversation, is that people don't first go through the first two P's and then ask, and then tell you what they're expecting of you. They first go, they tell you what they want from you without you understanding why they want what they want from you. And normally that's now the cause of quite a lot of confusion, sometimes even quarrel between, you know, between two people or even between organizations.
Okay, so we're looking at a three-step approach here to getting better at this whole communication thing.
Especially when you are now conveying the communication.
Absolutely. And a lot of it's also just about thinking more, right?
Yeah, it is about thinking more. In fact, I heard not too long ago in our Thursday show from the guest that we had interviewed that some traits about rich people is that they listen more. They are more quiet, so they will be quiet and listen to you. And they take notes. Why do they take notes? Well, first of all, so that they can be more diligent and follow up and not miss a single thing from what you are saying. And who knows, I could learn a thing or two from you, you know, by just listening a bit more. And normally, there's so much valuable stuff that you could be saying. You could be talking about an opportunity that if I just listened more and I thought more about it, I could say, wow, so you say you come from the Val. Oh, okay. Ari comes from the Val. All right. And you're now on radio. Man, there's a lot of guys in the Val who need, you know, people like yourself. I actually know a friend only when you
connect,
are.
Yeah.
So disconnect from everything else and just be present in this conversation. You know, sometimes really just having that eye contact and just being present with the current conversation so that your mind is not dwelling all over the place, because you might lose valuable information that you could use for something else. Or maybe you'd find a new value for the certain person within whatever you're doing as well.
Tell me about taking ego out of, you know, communication in order to make it effective, because very often it's our egos that come into communications that we have with other people that makes it non-effective communication. So taking the ego out, how does one get better at doing that?
I think one gets better at doing this by realizing that everyone has value. There's no such thing as, I don't think I'll ever need Ari. Like, why do I have to listen so attentively? Okay, he's talking, but yeah, whatever. Like, can you just finish already? You know, normally we think there are certain people we need to listen to because they are valuable to us, or maybe because they have money or because they have connections. And there are certain people you don't even know if they have a direction. Ah, man, it's just the security guard. He's just out here saying, hey, man, you know, I play soccer. And then you're like, yeah, yeah, dude, can you get over it? I need to get out of here. Yeah. You know, in your mind, you sometimes block out certain things and you think this is the time to zone out when the security guard is telling me about his soccer game. and we often have these type of people, whether it is your younger brother, when he starts talking, you're like, ah, dude, you're still in high school, what do you know? And you kind of zone out when certain people are talking because you think their value is less or something like that. And often you need to remember that, I mean, let's even look, use the household is an example. There's two types of cloth so you have the you know, the one you wash your face with, then there's the one you mop the floor with, mm-hmm. then there's also the one you wash the dishes with. But all of them have a purpose and they all have a value. You would never say, I don't need the one I mop my floor with, therefore I can use the one I wash my face with to mop the floor. You would never do that, because this one has a purpose, you know, and that one has a purpose. So people have a purpose too, and sometimes their value in your life, in your life, is only you only see it if you really just give them a chance too. So you remove that whole thing of there's no one there are people I don't need and there are people I need, and just start to think, let me just be as open as possible to everybody. I mean, I was having a conversation with JR. We were having some sort of seminar last week.
Yeah.
And he said that there is nobody's idea that he looks down upon. He's open to anyone, because anyone could identify a new trend or tell him, hey, man, you know that if you start making music this way, you could literally be making something in the future. Or, you know, So he's open to anybody who has any input, because he never knows where the next $1 billion idea is going to come from. So, I mean, I think we should adopt the same attitude. I mean, if guys who are successful have that type of open-mindedness, who are we not to?
I'm useless at this, by the way. As you're speaking to this, I'm like, I want to cry and sit in the corner there and just cry myself to sleep. Because I'm so bad at this. I need to listen better.
Yeah.
It's hard though, dude, because I have very specific ideas and I don't want to lose my sense of what, you know, I want. And that's where I think it becomes tricky, is one has a very strong sense of what it is that you want. And it's difficult to then hear other people out or integrate their input into it, because, you know, I want this to look like that. Or to be that.
You see, for instance, yourself, you're in a creative space, right? You're one of the creative directors of Cliff Central, for instance. And one thing I've heard from people who are experts is that when you go into the creative space, you need to go in there with humility. The humility to think that my first idea might not be the best idea. In fact, I remember doing a casting and I was acting out something we did our first take, it was okay. Second take, we got better. Let's say the fourth take, it was excellent. I felt like, whoa, that was the one. And the dude who was the director was a professional, experienced actor. I'd watched him many times growing up, and now he's the one that's, you know, directing this whole thing. And he said to me, wow, that, now you hit it. That was great. And I'm thinking, oh, great, that means I can go. Like, that was it. And then he says, don't you want to do it again? Because, like, you might think this one is great, but normally right after you thought it was great, the seventh one after that is the one. And I'm thinking, sure, I don't know. I don't know if I could be better than that. I don't know. And, well, it's coming from someone who's super experienced and who has done this for quite some time. Mm. And so he knows what he's talking about. And let's say the first one was, you know, expert. But then if you want to go from expert to master of that particular thing, it's that humility of thinking, though I felt like this was my best, or though I felt like this idea that I had was so amazing, who knows how much more amazing it could be with just a little bit of input from these other people. Have a listen to what they have to say. You don't have to take everything. It's almost like a buffet. Just pick out the apples if that's all you wanted. But chances are, with just that cherry on top. You baked the whole cake. This took hours. You got the flour, the yeast, you got the icing, you even went and got the chocolates and the flavors and you got the temperature right. You did most of the work. And someone just says, hey man, I'm selling fruit. And then you look at it like, nah, I'm trying to build a cake. But if you just took that cherry on top and just put it there, it would have just made everything amazing. So have a cherry on top approach to ideas that come from other people.
Effective communication. And that's effective listening, that's effective understanding. Why do you drop it like it's hot so much all the time?
Because it's very important. Here's why it's important. Interesting enough, when you've presented something or you've shared something with someone, 40% of what people have learned in that time is forgotten in the first 20 minutes. Mm. 77% is forgotten in the first 6 days. And after a month, 90% of it is forgotten. So if you are an effective communicator, you need to look at that 10% and say, what is the 10% in everything I'm going to say that I want to make sure you remember even a month from now?
It's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this has been really, really good. This has been really, really good. How to effectively communicate. You've given me a hell of a lot of homework, but you always do. Give me the closing remarks as we wrap this up. Effective communication, getting better at it, the art of it. I want to be the successful artist in the sphere of effective communication. Just give me the final points here.
All right. Well, the final points is really that there's sometimes just so much you can say because you're not always given as much time as possible. So it's very important that you realize that, okay, there's a bigger picture to whatever I'm trying to say. I need to minimize it to as little as I can so that I can project it as quick as I can. Maybe let's say in that New York minute. Mm. And obviously, if I want to be great at communicating, I also need to be great at listening as well, taking down notes and really trying to get in contact and be present with every single person, because sometimes it's also about how you make people feel, because people will remember not what you said, but how you made them feel, you know?
Yeah.
So years later, you pass on, or maybe you no longer work at that company or with those certain people, but people are like, you know what? That person is a great person. In fact, in a date, let me just tell you this in closing. If you had to go to a date, right? If you made the whole hour about yourself and trying to sell yourself and all that type of stuff, chances are the girl will walk away thinking, yeah, well, he's all right. Jeez, man, he just thinks so much of himself. Mm. And if you made the whole hour just asking, so who are you? How about you? And so on. She'll walk away saying, what an amazing guy. My gosh. And then the friends will say, so Choma, tell me a bit more about him. It's like, I don't really know that much about him. Well, I just know that he listens to me. He's so great. I mean, his eyes look amazing. So people really think you're absolutely amazing when you want to know about them rather than you trying to enforce who you are on them.
It's a good strat. It's a really good strat. That there is a Take Charge Tuesday with the Weza. It's at Weza That Guy.
_no_nothing.
There you go. We love to say. And then, of course, again, on Thursday, you can touch base with the Unplugged and In Charge. That's every Thursday, 12 to 1, right?
Yeah, 12 to 1.
Power. And, of course, you can get the podcast for that over at cliffcentral.com. And in 10 seconds, Wes is going to give you one final piece of advice, and he's going to close the show.
Yeah. So all I had to say is that go out there, take charge of the world, and be the difference that you want to see in the world. So much I got good.
Boom. Hellman on cliffcentral.com.